For many Philadelphia families, getting their kids into one of the city's magnet schools keeps them from considering a move to the suburbs. But what would happen if one of these schools was suddenly required to waive its standards and start enrolling average or low-performing students? As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, a magnet school in northwest Philadelphia could soon find out.
Hill Friedman principal Anthony Majewski oversees a middle and high school magnet program, but because of space limitations, they're in two buildings about a mile apart, and it keeps him from doing all he wants to do.
The feeling of community is rough. I feel like I can't really delve into the school when I'm jumping back and forth every day.
This October, Philadelphia school district leaders came up with a solution. They would close nearby Leeds Middle School, a long struggling school which accepts all comers from the neighborhood, and move the entire Hill Friedman operation into the Leeds building. But here's where the proposal gets thorny. The kids in Leeds' current 6th and 7th grades would stay in the building next year and be mixed into Hill Friedman's incoming classes of magnet school students.
I have concerns and I have questions.
Sandra Carter's daughter is a current Hill Friedman 7th grader.
I'm all for giving kids an even opportunity, and I do believe that there are some situations where some kids were not afforded an opportunity because of whatever, bad school, bad neighborhood, bad parents. But the reality is, my child tested to come in, and by testing, she had to meet certain criteria. I do have a question as to if you can't meet those grades today, then why are you given the opportunity to come into this school?
Unlike many debates about integrating schools, this one is not about race. Both schools have an overwhelmingly black student population, but they do differ significantly in terms of family income. With its ability to select top students, Hill Friedman stands far above Leeds when it comes to academic performance and school culture. Last year, with 260 students, Leeds had 22 violent incidents and 26 students who were suspended more than once, dwarfing the numbers at Hill Friedman.
I'm not saying it's everyone, but it concerns me. My child is going into that type of an environment.
The central questions underlying all of this are ones that have major ramifications for the larger education debate across the city and even the nation. Will the proposed merger boost the neighborhood school kids, leave them behind? Will it drag down the magnet school kids or equip them with other valuable life skills? Carter feels like she already knows this answer. Before coming to the magnet school, her daughter was in a neighborhood elementary where she was bored academically and frequently bullied.
Sometimes the circumstances of that child do not allow that child to rise to the occasion. And sometimes it has nothing to do with what goes on at school. Sometimes it's a support system at home. And you can't fix that at school. You have to fix that in other ways.
Many parents, Carter included, are frustrated that the district has not involved them more in the decision-making process. They plan to push back on the proposal and possibly switch their children to other schools. Seventh grade parent Lisa Corbin worries that the neighborhood school kids just won't be able to keep up with Hill Friedman's extremely rigorous international baccalaureate curriculum.
I know what my son went through when he first came here in sixth grade. Given a seventh grade math book, it scared him to death. He thought that there was no way he was going to be able to adjust. He's a very good math student, and that was his favorite subject, and he was concerned.
There's also a crucial flip side to this conversation. Many of the kids at Leeds have special education needs in learning and emotional support, populations that the incoming magnet school staff aren't used to serving. At a hearing regarding the merger, one of the lead special education teachers, Maria Baraka, questioned the district's strategy. What will become of the students who get separated from trusted teachers who are de facto counselors?
Will these students be able to be incorporated in the regular education classes without feeling like pariahs because of their academic difficulties and their behavioral needs?
When Superintendent William Height unveiled his plans for the merger amidst the slate of other big changes, the larger questions raised by the prospect seemed to be the furthest thing from his mind. In fact, he was fuzzy about some of the basic details.
Well, Hill Friedman High School is a magnet.
So is the grade school.
No.
Yeah.
Is the grade school a magnet?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so it is. Right.
Not all parents, though, oppose the plan. Hill Friedman also runs a special education program for students with severe physical and intellectual disabilities, including Christy McMahon's son.
Iron sharpens iron, last time I heard. right? So how do you make yourself better? You surround yourself with better people.
For his part, Principal Majewski says he's devoted to making the transition as seamless as possible for all students. Parents have given him high marks for his attentiveness, and Height says that this plan can work essentially because of his leadership. Majewski is confident.
Trust me. Trust us. Trust us to do what's best for your kids.
The merger will be voted on by the School Reform Commission in February. If approved, Sandra Carter is willing to give it a chance, but she wants to see evidence that the district has a comprehensive plan and the resources to execute it.
If you're doing it, then do it right.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.